Where we can begin. Everyone is to begin where he is. In our own families may be souls starving for the bread of life. There are heathen at our very doors. If performed with faith, the work will be felt to the uttermost parts of the earth. The humblest worker, moved by the Holy Spirit, will touch invisible chords, whose vibrations will ring to the ends of the earth, and make melody through eternal ages. The gifts of the Spirit are promised to every believer according to his need for the Lord's work. The promise is just as trustworthy now as in the days of the apostles. Christ came to heal the sick, to proclaim deliverance to the captives of Satan. He imparted his life to the sick and those possessed of demons. He knew that those who petitioned him for help had brought disease on themselves, yet he did not refuse to heal them. And many were healed of their spiritual disease as well as their physical maladies. The gospel still possesses the same power. Christ feels the woes of every sufferer. When fever is burning up the life current, he feels the agony. He is just as willing to heal now as when he was personally on earth. He desires through his servants to exercise his power.